So Oxitec, who works with the Gates Foundation, is releasing all these genetically modified mosquitoes, and suddenly we've got a malaria outbreak. Do you know that they aerosolized vaccines? Did you know that they can do that now? These things are going to be transmitted in every way possible. How is there informed consent if you're getting a vaccine from your food or a mosquito? You're not. It's illegal.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. That was my good friend, attorney Tom Renz, one of the few attorneys in the world who's putting his career and his life on the line to bring you the truth. Thanks so much for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Well, it's no surprise to my listeners that the U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition of debasing your money. From now until the next elections, the government will just print as much money as they want. The last time they did so, inflation went up 9%. This means one thing: the security of your family and your future is in your hands. There's no guarantee in any investment, so do your own due diligence. But I myself hold gold and silver. Make sure you retain the value of your wealth. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the one asset that is proven to withstand recession, inflation, and just about all economic threats. Noble Gold Investments is here to help you if you want to invest in gold. And this month, you're able to get a 24-karat, 1/4-ounce gold standard coin for free. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, the gold company I trust. The link is below. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report. I hope you had a wonderful Independence Day. Thank God we had founders who gave us such a gift. It's our duty to keep it, cherish it, hold it dear, because the enemies of humanity want to destroy not only our nation, but our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. And I'm so grateful to have back on the show a warrior for truth. It's attorney Tom Renz. You can find his website at tomrenz.com. Tom, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Glad to be here. It's been a long time, Sean. How you been?
Yeah, it's been too long, and that's my fault. And I've been seeing you all over Twitter. So, of course, I wanted to reach out, and you were so kind to come right back on immediately here with a battle axe behind you, because I know you're raring and ready to go. You're always up for the fight, aren't you? Aren't you?
Tom? Always prepping for the zombie apocalypse, right? That's what the axe is there. I won't run out of bullets.
And that's the real deal, isn't it? That's an actual legit sharpened battle axe.
That is a true and legitimate battle axe. It is a thing that my kids are very excited about. And it's a nice two-sided thing. And it's I spent 20 plus years in martial arts training and everything else. So I am, I enjoy that sort of thing. And it was sent to me by someone who knows me well enough to know that I enjoy that sort of thing. So I don't know. I'll post a video on the internet of me training with that thing. I'm sure that'll go viral and someone will tell me I'm a hater.
Oh, I'd like to see that. Yeah, I didn't know you'd been active in martial arts for 20 years. You know, as people know, I like to work out and stay healthy. And one way to stay healthy is to stay away from that thing. I do not want a battle axe anywhere near my neck. However, I can think of a few people who, you know, in terms of justice coming, well, they probably deserve one of those near their neck. Over at Guantanamo would be, for starters.
I'm a big fan of a couple of these people being put well under Gitmo. It's just sad, especially the people that are screwing with our kids, you know, murdering kids. Behind the cover up on this stuff. Yeah, I mean, we just saw some reports coming out about the number of excess deaths in children since the vaccine's been rolled out. We had no healthy kids that died from COVID-19 until the vaccines rolled out. Now we've got thousands and thousands of excess deaths in children around the world, from a vaccine that they didn't need, because it doesn't stop the transmission of the disease. It doesn't do anything positive at all. And it puts these kids at risk. It's absolutely abhorrent. And I'll be honest, the battle axe is probably appropriate for a few of those guys.
Well, that's completely true. I have so many things I want to talk with you about today. And you know what I tweeted last night regarding the sudden death of this bodybuilder, Joe Aesthetics? I hadn't been familiar with him, but this guy's jacked. He's in the best shape of his life. And I asked this last night on Twitter. Let me see if I understand this. And you'll be the right guy to ask, Tom. Evidently, if you're a corporation called Pfizer, Premeditated mass murder is legal, and the mainstream horror media will help cover it all up. Hashtag died suddenly. I want to play this clip in 1 second. I'm sure you're familiar with this story. It's shocking to me, but do I have that right? If you're just a corporation called Pfizer, you can do whatever you want.
Well, especially when you're a corporation called Pfizer that also owns the mainstream media. I mean, you got to figure, turn on Fox and watch what commercials you see. I mean, it's Pfizer, 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 Pfizer. You know, the drug companies own these media outlets. You know, it's actually an interesting thing. I'm fairly certain that at some point, quit being a news show and just start being a paid promotion. And that's what I think most of these outlets are, because they judge their content based on their sponsors and who's paying them the most. And of course, if you're BlackRock and you've got ownership of them, you're going to promote that as well. There's so many security laws that are violated. If we actually had a DOJ, it would be incredible how many prosecutions would be occurring.
Yeah. Instead, we have a DOI, a Department of Injustice. And, yeah. I don't think there's a better case study. And it's super sad, by the way. Again, this Joe Aesthetics thing is unbelievably sad. But this guy was in the best shape of his life. We'll play this clip here because I think this is a real-time case study of the death of a young person by way of vaccine, a real live case study, because in this clip, he even talks about getting his blood work done, the heavy metals found in his blood, and then he even talks about the clotting, and they pulled one of those big fibrous rubber tentacle deals, looks like tapeworm, out of his vein.
Yep.
Before he died, let me just play this, I'll shut up. God rest your soul, Joel Aesthetics.
Did you get the vax?
I got the vax.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Even four.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, and also, Brew, you know how it is. This is the same thing. You go to a party.
You were worried about your heart?
And you are with the wrong people. All of a sudden, you might do something on this party that you don't want to do because there's these people that are like, you should do it.
So he got peer pressured into taking this thing. But look at this guy. Tom, just look at this guy. He's absolutely jacked. And what the audience needs to understand is this video, this interview was recorded, I believe, right around June 3rd. And he died on July 1st. He died less than 1 month later. Let me keep playing this. Interrupt at any time. Jump in at any time, Tom. Just a language warning caution here. Please forgive us, but just I'm going to let this play as is. Language warning.
So damn, I'm in this place also. I was in this place. We don't need to say where it is exactly, but I was there. And my friends said, like, we can get it. You should get it, man. And I'm like,
you got peer pressured into the vax?
Yeah.
Kind is of that what you're saying?
You'd have been better off peer pressured into fentanyl.
I'm like, fuck no.
What'd you say?
I said he'd have been better off peer pressured into fentanyl.
That would have given him a better chance of survival.
At least he'd have felt like dying.
It is what it is.
When I think about it later on, I'm like, what did I do, man? But, oh my God, this turns into weird conspiracy theories, because I did blood cleaning twice after all this. I did a plasmapheresis with taking out heavy metals and all that stuff. Oh man, yeah, I did all this. I don't know, this is too controversial probably to say this.
Wait, no, say it.
I went to the doctor and I did my blood work again because I take my blood work all the time. And then I show it to the doctor and we kind of see these particles and I'm like, what is this? And then they all
shut the fuck up.
This is from this. And I'm like, oh my God. And then I show it to another of my friends and there's all kind of hidden websites that you can't get to, but it's like the dark media kind of web. And there's even more conspiracies.
This is crazy as fuck because I know you're the kind of guy who for sure you got your blood work all the time. And then you're telling me you got the thing and then you got your blood work and then it was fucking crazy.
And this guy's also big into it. So he's like, you need to do a plasmapheresis now. So they poke like a fucking needle into your arm here, which is like a pen, you know, like thick like this, right? Unbelievable thick needle. And they take all your blood out, put it into this machine, and then clean it and bring it back. So we did this with the heavy metal cleaning and all this stuff, which supposedly cleaned my blood. I did a D-dimer test and all this. I don't know if you know what it is. It's like this determines like the clotting of your
arteries
and stuff, like D-dimer. And like my D-dimer was this, and then after all this, it was dead. And then, yeah, I did
so
this.
So did it improve after you got that?
I did it, twice. I did it in 6 month period, like one time and then the second time. Also expensive as fuck, man. Like, yeah, it's no fun, man. I was so shocked. Yeah. And the doctor was like, you need to do it, man, if you want to like survive after you took these shots, bro.
No way.
You need to do this now. Yeah, so, this was like that, actually.
Sean, let me interrupt this guy for a second.
Yeah.
So understand, and I want the people listening to understand what this guy's saying, right? So he goes to the doctor. Doctor's like, you got to get your blood cleaned out or you're going to die because I see all this clotting, these microclots, and these microclots add up, right? They end up getting bigger. That's how you get these big giant clots, right? They take him, they clean his blood. But here's the problem. Here's the problem. First of all, for the duration of the time that that mRNA is in your system, it continues producing the spike and continues producing problems. That's one. Number two is there was just a guy out of Europe. He had a study came out, and he was checking the vials, and they found as much as 30% DNA loads in these vials, right? And let me explain what that means, because this is kind of sciencey, right? So when you get these shots, they told us this was messenger RNA. It's not. First of all, it's something called mod RNA, and there's a big difference between messenger RNA and mod RNA. Messenger RNA is a naturally occurring particle. It's in every living body. It's just there, right? It's also very fragile. It breaks down super, super easy. They wanted to put messenger RNA as in bodies as a basis for vaccines for a lot of years, but they couldn't because the mRNA breaks down too easy. So what they did was they took mRNA and they went to the lab and they screwed with it and they continued modifying it and they modified it. And then it became mod RNA. Mod RNA also starts with an M. When they say mRNA in the Pfizer vaccine or Moderna vaccine, understand that it's not M as in messenger, it's M as in mod. Mod RNA is what's in these. So they modify this RNA, and you've got this modified RNA that goes into your system. Nobody really knows what these laboratory changes to messenger RNA do, but you know they do it anyways. The other thing that you have is to create the mod RNA, to get to the mRNA that they then modify, they have to start with DNA. And then they basically, for lack of a better explanation, kind of break it down and filter out the extra stuff and just keep the RNA parts, right? Here's the problem. When they found out that that DNA load was 30% in this, what that means is that they didn't break it down far enough, and there was a lot of residual DNA in the vial rather than just RNA. And DNA transcribes into your genetics permanently. So DNA reprograms your body in a permanent way. And so if they make any sort of a manufacturing error, or if they do it intentionally, that DNA permanently modifies your genetics where you may be producing this stuff forever. So understand that that's probably the reason that some people seem to be having much longer term effects than others. mRNA, if it's a true mRNA, as in messenger RNA, it's going to break down your system pretty quickly. Mod RNA is going to stay in your system longer. The DNA may stay in there forever. And then you're permanently different. And at that point, you got this stuff. It doesn't matter if he cleaned his blood, because his blood will keep producing this same garbage spike protein potentially forever. And that's what's going on here. It's very complicated, I know, and it's kind of hard to wrap your head around, but that's what's happening.
I'm so glad you jumped in and explained that, because that is in part without the sciencey part, because you did that very well. I wanted to explain to people that that's what I think is going on here too, because he spent a lot of money to have his blood essentially cleaned twice. Yep. And then yet in this interview, listen to what he says. He references these things being pulled from his veins. And I'll just show people here. You guys, yep, remember all of this heavy fibrous clotting that's being pulled from those who died suddenly, but only in their autopsies, generally speaking. Well, that wasn't the case here. Listen to Joe Aesthetics.
Shit.
Because I don't know if the nurse did something weird, because when she took this in Thailand, obviously.
Yeah.
So when she then took out the blood, and then it's like there was some like a white thing in there. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then they may be like, maybe cholesterol. And I'm like, what the hell? So high? Like, what the fuck is this? Then I show this to my friend. He's conspiracy. Oh, he shows me all these websites where it's like, since they do this to people, so and so many, they found this in athletes and stuff. And that's a weird like reason why people, they die. They have these white blood clots.
White blood clots. So yep. Guys, you know what you're seeing here, and it's just so sad. He didn't really realize it, and neither did his friend, the interviewer there. that this man was in the process of dying. You were watching a man who appears to be in the best shape of his life in the process of dying because he took the bioweapon, sadly, I guess, four times, Tom. He took it four times.
No question about it. I mean, and this is what it does. And right. And this is really. So let me be a conspiracy theorist for just a minute. Right. Now, we talk about gene editing and gene this and gene that, and there's a lot of push for that. If you were intentionally trying to modify genetics and you wanted to get away with it in a permanent way, and you decided to use something like messenger RNA as a basis for a vaccine, but you knew that to get the messenger RNA, the manufacturing process was to start with DNA and then to distill it down and then modify it, right? If you wanted to modify human genetics on a permanent basis and you were using that process, you could say, oh, there was a manufacturing error. Any time that you would just wanted to leave a little bit of extra DNA stuff in the vial, right? So it would be a perfect, perfect, perfect way to cover this up if you had any intent to do that. And I can't say that I have any evidence that there is intent to do that. But what I can tell you is that it certainly seems odd to me that there's such a strong push for modifying genetics. When you hear Yuval Noah Harari talk about the end of Homo sapien, that he wants to see us modified into something new, something better, something different. When you hear Klaus Schwab talk about this, when you hear these guys talk about controlling the human genome and what that means, it just gives you a little bit of pause when you say, well, you know, all they'd have to do is introduce a, air quotes, manufacturing defect, and suddenly that messenger RNA that's supposed to just fade away from your system after 5 minutes doesn't, because it's not actually messenger RNA, because the manufacturing defect introduced DNA into your system that permanently altered your genes. I know that's conspiracy theory, and I can't say for sure that that's happening. I readily admit that I can't say that I have evidence to prove that, but it sure stinks to me.
Well, the other thing that seems like a conspiracy come true here, a conspiracy in plain sight, is the fact that now we have all this data coming out, and this is just recently within the past week or two. I've seen this all over Twitter. People giving the testimony that there are now, it's concrete, I guess, it's quantifiable. There are basically three batches of this thing, one of which, number one, is a saline solution, so it won't harm anybody. Number two is a dangerous batch, and number three is a super deadly batch, by way most of the deaths seem to be coming. Now, that can't happen by accident, Tom. Batch one can't be saline solution by accident. Just we'll start there.
No. It's not only not by accident. You can look at the contracts. So let me explain to you how this works in case for anybody in the audience that doesn't know. So when you go get your jab, you're not buying it from Pfizer or Moderna or anybody else. You're getting it from the U.S. Department of Defense. The United States Department of Defense is under contract with Pfizer, Moderna, and everybody else, and they buy these vaccines from them. The contract says that Moderna, Pfizer, et cetera, will sell these to the Department of Defense, but the Department of Defense may not distribute them unless Pfizer and Moderna are immune from all liability under the PREP Act. If Pfizer and Moderna are immune from my liability under the PREP Act, then the Department of Defense can distribute them to we the people. So the Department of Defense then distributes them with immunity given to the manufacturers through the PREP Act. If you look at the contracts, those contracts also, they specifically list that there is more than one type of vaccine that they're buying. Now, you have to ask yourself, if these are safe and effective and they're going to work, why do you need more than one lot? Further, why do you see FOIA exemptions, which means black boxes where they blurt out what the contracts say, using the advanced weapons tech exemption for FOIA under vaccines? What the hell kind of advanced weapon tech do you need in a vaccine if it's a vaccine? It's not a vaccine. It was never a vaccine. These things are poison gene therapies. They're deadly as can be. This was the largest experiment in human history, the largest medical experiment in human history. If you were lucky, you got a nothing burger jab. If you weren't, you're going to be dead soon. And if you were really lucky, you're probably unlucky. You were probably dead already. It's a scary, scary thing. Luckily, you know, I mean, we've got a lot of people working on ways to potentially help with the symptoms on this. I don't know if we've got anybody who's figured out anything yet that will actually reverse any sort of gene programming or editing that may have occurred. But, you know, we can't even get an actual study to know how much of the gene therapy was permanent and how much isn't. They're still denying it. Everything they say is a lie. And when we call them on it, they tell us we're a conspiracy theorist until a few months later when we end up having the proof.
Yeah. I want to play a clip from you in just a minute. You appeared at a Senate hearing in Pennsylvania. I know they won't let you anywhere near Washington, D.C. to get on the record there. The Den of Vipers doesn't want Tom Rentz in Truth on the national record, on the federal record. But you've got the courage to say the quiet part out loud about who's behind this. So we're going to go there in 1 second. But during that Senate hearing in Pennsylvania, you also talked about Bill Gates and vaccines via mosquitoes. You talked about vaccines in the food supply. So we're going to get there in this conversation too. But I just want to play a real brief clip here of Tom Rentz speaking the truth that I don't think I've heard anyone else specifically say. So let me play this clip, a brief clip here from our buddy Tom Rentz, who's got the courage to say the most important part out loud.
For Ralph Baric to do what he did with a known enemy of the United States through EcoHealth Alliance, that means that they took biotechnology, advanced biotech, advanced enough to modify a virus into something more dangerous, to literally create a bioweapon by legal definition, and transferred it to a lab that was known to be controlled by the CCP, who has said to us, we want to use bioweapons against the US. Do you think that he did that without our DOD or CIA knowing that he did that?
That's right. That's 100% right. And by the way, I think this is the same hearing where, is this the one where Steve Kirsch also appeared to explain how childhood vaccines are destroying our children? And in the Amish community, there is zero incidence of autism. Guys, this big pharma attack against we and our families has got to stop. It's clearly nothing more than a bioweapons program. And I'm not just talking about the COVID vaccine. I'm talking about the entire childhood vaccination schedule. You know, Tom, again, my hat's off to you for your courage about pointing the finger at who's really responsible for this bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. And now I'm talking about COVID-19 vaccine.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, this was a DOD operation. From the time that they created COVID in the lab in Wuhan to the time that they released the COVID vaccines. And by the way, you know, listen, we're working out the evidence to make this indisputable, but we know more than enough for me to say, yeah, they created this vaccine at the same time they created this virus. You know, I would imagine that this vaccine was on a shelf by 2015, 2016, and just waiting for the opportunity. We know that they created SARS-CoV-2 in the lab in Wuhan. I mean, I got Dr. Andrew Huff working with me. He's, he was an executive vice president for EcoHealth when they were creating this in the lab. We've got all the testimony from Congress, which, by the way, I sent to them before the 2022 election. And apparently the Republicans had a little meeting and decided that no one was allowed to mention my name or talk about that prior to the election because Big Pharma would throw money against them. And of course, you know, they have no courage. So now every time you hear about the Senate testimonies and Senate this, Senate that, oh, we found out that they're making this in Wuhan. Yeah, they sure did. They found out in 2022 before the election when I sent them all the information. But, you know, why not let them have their hearing? I guess that makes them feel good. Anyways, this stuff is there. We know who did it. Our Department of Defense funded the creation of the vaccine. They funded the creation of the disease. They funded it through Fauci and crew. You know, Fauci's a front man in this. It's the military-industrial complex that's causing the problem. That's who we got to look at. That's the part no one wants to say because they're worried about getting JFK'd. And I understand why. I mean, the amount of censorship and blowback I get every time I talk about this is mind-blowing. I mean, just absolutely shocking. I get it. These guys are big, bad, scary guys. But if we don't talk about this corruption, we aren't going to fix it.
Let me ask you a question here. I'm so glad that you came on my show today. But how often have you been invited on, say, MSNBC or CNN or Fox News? When was the last time you were on any of those networks sharing this truth?
Never, never. I have been invited. So early on in the COVID fight, I got invited to a couple more left-wing media pieces, places so that they could do hit pieces on me. I had a bunch of hit piece stories that they tried to do on me. Fox had an outright ban on me. Fox was not allowed to talk to me. I talked to a couple people that worked at Fox News since the COVID fight has started. And more than once I've been told that, you know, they were told from the bosses, no rens. I actually, for a while, was banned from Newsmax, I was told. You know, basically, even though all of the stuff that I got, because I don't do conspiracy theory unless I say, hey, I'm, you know, doing conspiracy theory here. I always do the disclaimer. The stuff I got has all been, I have never had anyone under oath discredit anything I have said. Not once. Not once. I have yet to have the opportunity to see someone in court or anywhere else under oath that I could go right up against them and they've been able to do a darn thing with anything I said, because everything I say is backed by documented evidence. And basically, I win every argument. But yet, I'm unable to share it with anyone mainstream because, do you know, Sean, do you know that I actually, as a licensed attorney, testifying as an expert at several different state houses, the first time this happened was in Ohio. I was testifying as an expert in an official hearing that was being broadcast on YouTube. And they actually shut that testimony down. They censored that testimony on YouTube. The first rule that you find out if you about me is never talk about me, right? First rule in Wrens is never talk about Wrens. That's how they deal with me.
No, I know. I know. Well, YouTube is as crooked as the day is long. And I guess unless you're Mr. Beast or some fashion channel or some trans person teaching makeup tips, they don't want you on the platform in general. But certainly these platforms won't allow the vaccine truth, with the exception of Twitter. You know, we got to give some credit to Elon Musk there. You're alive and well on Twitter, right? Are you shadow banned at all? Because I know that I am. I'm very much throttled, but at least I'm back on Twitter.
Yeah, no, there's no question I'm throttled. You know, I'll go viral on certain things and then I'll get really, really blocked.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in. Just a quick word about our sponsor. There's no guarantee in any investment, so do your own due diligence. But I myself hold gold and silver. The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 1970s when Nixon decoupled the dollar from gold, and the government is bent on continuing the tradition. From now until the next elections, the government will simply print as much money as they want. The last time they did so, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the one asset that has proven to withstand this type of inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments, and this month you can get a 24-karat, 1/4-ounce gold standard coin for free. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's the gold company I trust.
I'll get really, really blocked. You know, you know this. If you spend enough time on Twitter, you know what's going to run and what's not. You know what's going to go viral and what's not. And, you know, especially since I've been talking about DOD involvement, the shadow banning has been substantial. I don't blame Musk for that, because the thing that people don't understand is if you look at the Twitter files, they talk about the DOJ, you know, having a shop set up in all these different social media companies. Well, Twitter may have blown the whistle on it, but it doesn't mean the DOJ is not still doing it. So, you know, Twitter's got to deal with these guys. There's nothing that they can really do about it. It's the federal government that's acting unconstitutionally. Right. And they're the ones that are at fault here. And so, you know, Twitter is being used as an arm of the government, just like Facebook, just like everybody else. It is always the DOD. The DOD is involved with this from every angle because they're trying to cover up what they're doing. They were involved with the creation of SARS-CoV-2 and the vaccines, and they don't want to be investigated. They don't want people to know that the CIA, DIA, DOD were all involved. They're trying to cover it up. And they're trying to silence people like me because they don't. That's why we use Truth Social and we use Rumble and we got a local channel and Substack. And, you know, we use all these along with Twitter and the more mainstream message boards.
Yeah, and we'll keep hacking at the root, but you know the problem is, and I don't want to go off on too much of a tangent here, but when you think about the goals of the New World Order, they want a one world government and a one world religion. And we find ourselves in a situation right now where our federal government and the mainstream horror mockingbird media are so corrupt that we essentially already have a one world government, in the sense that these people can premeditatedly create a bioweapon, disseminate it, masquerading as a vaccine, kill millions of people worldwide, and there's no perp walks, and the products are still on the market. See, this is the part I can't get my brain around. We already have a one world government in one sense, because there's no justice. And like I said at the beginning of the show, if Pfizer can create something like this and premeditatedly kill millions of people around the world, and the Mockingbird mainstream media covers up for them, well, what is that if not global government? It's certainly a global criminal cartel.
I mean, I would argue that there's one of the largest RICO conspiracies in history that's occurred with relation to COVID. You know, the thing is, though, is that there is good news in it, right? There is light. And that's the fact that despite the fact that they've had all of this, despite the fact that they control the mainstream media, despite the fact that they control the government, they do this, they do that, we know at least 25% of Americans did not get that shot, at least. I would argue it's probably higher. But that said, we're winning. The word is getting out. It is getting out, and it's getting out more every day. And the more people that wake up, the more it spreads. And it's been a very slow process. But remember, these guys spent decades lying and manipulating and covering up and planning and doing all the things that they had to do this. We've been fighting for 3 years. 3 years is a long time, but in the scheme of things, you know, you're looking at something. We're looking at death on the scale of World War II, so I think it's a comparable thing. That wasn't a three-year war, right? This fight for freedom is a long-term thing, and we either continue standing and continue growing, or we lose. But Klaus Schwab said, the fourth industrial revolution is a winner-take-all thing, right? So you got to understand, if the truth comes out, the newly minted billionaires, all these billionaires around the world, they're not going to get to go to some cushy prison for 2 months and then go back to their billions of dollars. When the truth comes out, these people are going to have to look at accountability in a serious way. I think Nuremberg 2.0 is where that is, where you want to look, you know, and look at how the first one went. The people who were accountable were held to account. We've got to do the same thing. We've got to continue fighting until we truly have a Nuremberg 2.0, until we hold these people to account. And understand that that's not going to be tomorrow. This is long-term fight. This is long-term organizing. This is long-term waking people up. And it's going to take several more years before we get there.
Oh, I just pray that we actually get there. How much time do you have left, Tom, with an eye on the clock here?
I'll make some extra time for you because I'm enjoying the conversation.
All right. God bless you, man. All right. Just a couple of more screen shares here. And I do want to talk to you about GMO mosquitoes and malaria outbreaks in the United States. But died suddenly over on Twitter, our friend William Makis. He reports a 42-year-old Lithuanian stylist has died suddenly on December 28th, 2022. She trusted the science and was fully vaccinated. They say she died suddenly of pneumonia. How about this one? Chicago, Illinois, 47-year-old teacher Madeline O'Malley died suddenly on June 14th, and she collapsed, had a cardiac arrest at the movies with her children, probably fully vaccinated. So many of these very sad stories like this one. 29-year-old Thea Olivia died suddenly on June 16th, 2023. She went missing while hiking. Her body was found on a walking trail. She'd gone night walking and never returned. Police say there were no suspicious circumstances. She just died suddenly, so nothing to see there. You know, Tom, I just saw a report the other day that a 25-year-old current NFL player, a player for the New England Patriots, just died suddenly. Didn't hear about that in the news. Had to see it over on Twitter.
Yeah. Well, this isn't a surprise. I mean, they're covering it up everywhere they can. But, yeah, that's the problem. I said during the vaccination push back in 2021, I said, for these guys to win, they got to get to 90-95% vaccination rate. And the reason for that is, and the reason that I said that back then was that at 90-95% vaccination, they can blame this on some new disease, some new outbreak, some new this, some new that. And you may not know anybody that, you know, wasn't vaccinated. You just assume everybody was vaccinated. By not getting there, what happened is there's a very large control group. And because we fought so hard at the time, that large control group, these are people who lost friends, lost family, lost loved ones because they wouldn't take this poison. And they're mad. They lost their jobs. They lost everything. They had to give up everything to keep safe and to keep healthy. And so these people are now, every time someone dies suddenly, saying, hey, not me. I didn't get that jab. And that's true. And that's spreading the word. That is the number one thing that spreads the word, because these people are, they're wrong. It's also actually part of the reason that we're seeing so much success. I mean, you know, you now have presidential candidates talking about autism and vaccines and stuff like that. It's because we were able to get a control group, and that control group is being used to wake people up, because those people aren't going to shut up. It's going to be the largest swing vote issue in the history of presidential elections, I think. And at the end of the day, you know, this is, we do end up winning this. We do end up winning this, but I'm going to tell you, it's going to be ugly along the way. And we got to know the people who are fighting for this new one world government, one world order stuff that are behind all this. They aren't going to go quietly or peacefully.
No, they're not. And I keep praying that these people will just get black bagged and taken to Gitmo. We hear these stories that that's actually happening. I have no quantifiable proof to back that up whatsoever. So I pray for that kind of divine intervention to be happening, or military intervention. Arrest Bill Gates, the bioterrorist. That's what I tweeted out on June 29th as I shared some of your testimony from that Senate hearing in Pennsylvania. So Bill Gates Foundation, the Gates Foundation, is working on engineering flying vaccines via mosquitoes. It's not just the food we have to be worried about, testified attorney Tom Renz. Gates Foundation has been funding all sorts of genetic engineering of mosquitoes, which brings me to GMO mosquitoes being released, I think now in Hawaii. They've already been released and are still being released in Florida, in Texas, I believe, as well. And now we're seeing malaria outbreaks in Florida, and I think even one in Texas. It reminds me of what Steve Kirsch or somebody else recently said regarding the childhood vaccine schedule. He said, when we've done the studies, we find out that all of the children who have gotten measles had been vaccinated against getting the measles. All of the children who got mumps had been vaccinated against mumps. And probably, I'm just guessing here, Tom, all of the people in the United States who are now getting malaria, well, I don't know, maybe they just got bit by one of Bill Gates' malaria mosquitoes. Do I have that right? Am I possibly on the right track?
Well, here's the thing, right? So I just did a Substack on this too, because I've been digging into this. And we knew, and I testified that, you know, they're working on these GMO mosquitoes, and they call them flying syringes. There was an article in NPR. So NPR is not exactly a right-wing outlet. But they're talking about how, you know, you get these guys were getting these mosquito bites that were vaccinating them against malaria. They're testing to make sure that they could do that. And the way that it worked is they supposedly gene edited the mosquito so that the malaria would not be the kind that makes you sick. It would just create an immune response. Okay, that's nice if it works, but who knows if it works? So we don't have proof that they've released malaria mosquitoes in the United States. What we do have proof of is we know that Oxitec, now Oxitec works with the Gates Foundation. Okay, they admittedly work with the Gates crew. Supposedly, the mosquitoes that they're releasing in the United States are not the malaria mosquitoes. They're gene edited for something else. They're gene edited for whatever they're gene edited for, but not for malaria. So Oxitec, who works with the Gates Foundation, is releasing all these genetically modified mosquitoes, and suddenly we've got a malaria outbreak, right? Now, we never have malaria outbreaks in the past. Is it possible that the malaria outbreak is related to all the illegal aliens coming across the border instead of the mosquitoes that Oxitec's releasing? Yeah, that's possible. But Oxitec is releasing these mosquitoes. They are tied with the Gates Foundation. The Gates Foundation is doing the malaria mosquitoes. And, you know, you're gene editing the mosquito. Yeah, who knows what you're gene editing them for? Do you trust anyone working with the Gates Foundation is the question. Now, the real interesting question that I haven't brought up until this interview is that the only alternative that makes much sense, okay, because mind you, we monitor for malaria coming into the United States. We monitor it heavily, and we try and make sure that it can't. So to me, the two most likely spots that I would investigate are, first of all, the Oxitec mosquitoes to see whether or not any of the Gates malaria mosquitoes happen to make their way into either Florida or wherever releases. And then the other would be the one that I haven't mentioned up till now is illegal aliens, right? So as we got these illegals streaming across the border and going to Florida or Texas or wherever, some of them do come from areas where there is a fair bit of malaria. It could be that some of them brought it along as well. Now, I don't know. I don't know which one's true. What I do know is that either way, it's one bad leftist policy or the other that's probably behind us.
Well, I think you're right. And the observation you just made is spot on, because the illegals coming across this invasion of our southern border gives the powers that ought not be plausible deniability about an insurgence or a reemergence or an emergence of malaria or yep. Marburg or whatever they want the next pandemic to be. They've got plausible deniability, and to add injury to insult, salt in the wound, just look at what's happening right now in France, and it's spreading to Belgium and all over the EU as yep. these illegal immigrants, these invaders, get activated. And I'm using that term purposefully. I think they're being activated to turn France into a hellhole right now. It's practically civil war over there. And just imagine, folks, if the invasion of our southern border with very similar looking people, young men, multinationals, many of whom are Chinese, streaming across our border, what if they get activated, quote unquote, just like the migrants we're seeing activated in France? I mean, it could be a horror show overnight here real quick, Tom. And I didn't even mean to go there. But, I mean, we are living in absolutely dire times. And the people that are committing this level of treason, if we don't arrest them and try them for their crimes, and I mean right quick, it's going to be game over. I don't think we have more than two more years. If they steal another election coming up here in 2024, it's just game over. I keep saying that because I believe it to be true. It's game over.
Yeah, 2024 is critical. We have got to be involved. I mean, we need people out canvassing and harvesting as much as possible. We need, I don't like the people who say don't bother voting, it won't count. The only hope we have is to overwhelm the polls to the point that they can't steal it. I mean, that's the only hope. We know they're going to cheat, but you don't give up because the odds look bad. You fight harder. You double down. You know, we need is the biggest ballot harvesting election fraud machine that there is. We need every poll to be watched down to the minute and videoed every second, 24/7. We need everything that we can have in terms of evidence, in terms of turnout, in terms of everything. The only chance we have is to overwhelm the cheating to the point that it's mind blowing. And we need to get into every community. Right. So we know, there are communities, there are people that they used who were involved with this electioneering and stealing. We got to find out who they are. We need to start waging counter intel. We need to start looking into who's doing it and figuring out how we can get evidence of it so that we can watch it and stop it. We've got to make sure that we're doing whatever we got to do. This is going to come down to we, the people. We also need people to get involved at the precinct level, the local level, watch elections. Watch the polls, be involved, do what you got to do. We have got to get people in there active, involved in fighting, and it's got to be on a massive scale, or you can just absolutely forget any sort of free election.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I'm sad to have to agree with that. But, a lot of these states where the most theft occurred have not shored up their voter rolls and have not shored up their systems to prevent theft. And that's because they're D-RAT. Many of them are D-RAT controlled municipalities, cities, counties, and states. But I did tweet this the other day. Tom, do you think I have this right? Can someone please indict and arrest criminal Bill Gates for his crimes against humanity? Liz Churchill had tweeted that it must be a coincidence that from 2003 to 2023, there wasn't one case of malaria spread by mosquitoes. And along comes a company funded by Bill Gates to solve a problem that didn't exist. And suddenly, in the exact places where he releases mosquitoes, there's an outbreak of malaria. Look, I'm not a detective, okay? I'm not Sherlock Holmes, but it seems to me somebody should follow those breadcrumbs. And I guess our final topic that we'll talk about is not just vaccines via mosquitoes. How about vaccines via food?
Yep.
You know that exists. We already have GMO food, so they've already tainted our food supply. Now, and they've openly talked about it, they want to vaccinate us against our will via the food supply, if not the water supply, if not mosquitoes. I mean, it's multiple vector points. And I guess at the end of the day, these people think they're gods who can just experiment on us and do whatever the hell they want to us because they're above the law. That must be what they believe, Tom.
Yeah, well, they don't care about the law, that's for sure. I mean, there's a two-tiered justice system here. If you're part of the global elite, you get to do what you want. If you're rich, you get to do what you want. If you're we the people... And, you know, one of the things that they do is they try and use race to divide us on this. They try to say, well, the justice system's racist. It's not racist. I don't know a single racist lawyer or judge, not one. I know a lot of them that are racist because they believe in things like CRT because they're stupid and don't realize how racist that is. But I don't know anybody who says, because of the color of your skin, there's something wrong with you. What I do see, though, is a huge, huge, huge disparity. Injustice in the way it's carried out for those that are elite and wealthy versus those that are not. The reason that they get away with this is because a lot of the people of color live in neighborhoods that are impoverished. And so they say it's the color. It's not the color, it's the poverty. If you can afford OJ's lawyer, you get OJ's defense. And the problem is whether you're white, black, green, brown, or yellow, I'm telling you as an attorney that the simple reality is if you can afford to get reasonable doubt sown, well, most attorneys can find a way to do that if they've got enough funding to do it, right? The thing about it is, though, is it's a money thing. If you live in that poor neighborhood, you're getting a public defender, you're getting what that public defender can give you. And there are a lot of good people. The public defenders are generally good people trying to fight a lot of fights with very little budget. But justice? No way. Not like Justice Nancy Pelosi or Hunter Biden get, right? Those guys, doesn't matter how much evidence you got, you know, you got Hunter Biden, you've got Merrick Garland lying for Hunter Biden by suggesting that he is given authority for a full investigation to the DA that was doing it, and he didn't. He lied. You know, you've got all these people doing this. So there's a two-tier justice system, and that's the problem. So they do get away with it. But, you know, at the end of the day, you look at what they're doing with these vaccines. You look at flying syringes as mosquitoes. You look at the fact that they're giving mRNA vaccines to pigs in the United States right now. You look at the fact that BioNTech and Bayer Pharmaceuticals, that owns Monsanto, the number one seed producer on the planet, are partnered right now, that are going to be doing genetic engineering on our food. You look at the fact that there are all sorts of studies and all sorts of science showing that they have edible vaccine food right now. You look at the fact that I can actually now go through and show you scientifically the studies that indicate that you can eat it. It can get through your digestive system and you can get vaccinated through ingestion. You can also get vaccinated through air. Do you know that they aerosolized vaccines? Did you know that they can do that now? These things are going to be transmitted in every way possible. How is there informed consent if you're getting a vaccine from your food or a mosquito? How is it that you're going to give informed consent? You're not. It's illegal. But, don't worry. There are legal loopholes, and the crooks in Washington are helping to create more every day.
Oh, it's so upsetting. We live in a banana republic, folks. I keep saying it. I'm sorry. I want to see our cup as half full. And in many ways, I do. But honestly, without a DOJ that actually provides justice, without an FBI that actively investigates crimes, oh my God, we live in a banana republic. All right, final screen share as we say our goodbyes. I don't think there's a better example currently in the world of Nero fiddling as Rome burns than this guy, former Rothschild banker Emmanuel Macron, blaming free speech, essentially. He's blaming social media and video games for the riots that are spreading across France by the activation of the migrant hordes. It's all just video games and too much social media. If the people stop reporting about the crime and the violence and the murder in the streets in France, then I guess it doesn't exist, Tom. That's what Emmanuel Macron, the former Rothschild banker, thinks.
Yeah, well, I mean, remember, that violence and that murder doesn't matter to Macron. I mean, he's not getting shot at. He's living in a palace somewhere getting, you know, his servants to bring him whatever sort of food that he wants to have. And I assure you, it's not Bill Gates' factory meat or bugs. No, he's living the good life. And remember, this is always about let them eat cake. These guys, the World Economic Forum crew, the Macrons, the Bidens, the Obamas, these guys, Bill Gates, you know, they don't mind when we, the people, have to live in crime-infested crap holes. They don't care about our kids getting shot or killed because it's not them. It's not their kids. Their kids are taken care of specially, right? They're not getting exposed to drag shows at their schools. They're not getting their kids, you know, exposed to this perversion and filth. Their kids are living good lives. Us, we the people, the plebs, they don't care about that. They don't care about the people of France dying and burning. They don't care about the business. Just like the BLM riots that we had in the United States. You know, we had to close down the churches so that we didn't spread COVID, but it was okay to have 1,000 people marching and burning city streets. And it was okay that they were burning businesses because it wasn't Nancy Pelosi's business. It wasn't the leadership. It wasn't the kings. But boy, a few people show up at the Washington and get, you know, waved into the Capitol. Ooh, that's a threat to the leadership. That's a threat to the ruling class. The ruling class didn't care about the businesses being burned down in Philadelphia or Seattle or Portland. But boy, a few people show up at Congress, and that's an insurrection. That's a threat to our democracy. Well, what about we the people? I thought you worked for we the people. Why are you different than us? Why is it that January 6th was an insurrection, but you didn't care about Philadelphia or New York or Chicago or Seattle burning to the ground? Why is it that that was okay? But you the gods like Macron and all these guys, you're above that. We can have all sorts of hell on earth for us. But you, the elite, boy, don't even question them. You question them and there's a problem. It's hypocrisy at the highest level.
Yeah, it's complete and total hypocrisy, and people are really starting to see it, at least those with eyes to see and ears to hear. All over the world, people are waking up to the hypocrisy. And the last thing I'll say about Macron being a former Rothschild banker is he reminds me exactly of Gavin Newsom, House of Getty, yep, and Joe Biden, House of China, at this point, owned and bought and paid for by China, and Castro Trudeau up there in Canada. They're, yep, all cut from the same cloth, and I think they all took the deal, the same deal that Lucifer offered Jesus. Just bow down, kiss my feet, and you can have the world. These people took that deal. I firmly believe it.
I agree. So here's a little bit of silver. Sell out your friend, fellow human beings.
That's right. Sell out your nation. Sell out humanity. And you can have the house on the hill. It's absolutely sick. It's a psychosis. It's a mental disease, in my opinion, or at least a spiritual one. Tom, I want to thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for your activism. Thank you for what you do for a living. And thanks for just standing up for all of us.
That's good to talk to you again, Sean. Hopefully we do it a little sooner next time.
All right. I look forward to the next time very much. Guys, our guest has been attorney Tom Renz. The website, tomrenz.com. Tom, God bless you, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you so very much. And friends, thanks for tuning in. A special thank you to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. Guys, thanks for keeping us in the fight for truth and real news and for real news every single day for free. Head over to sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of those MSNBC, CNN lies. God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
He has a factory in Colombia producing mosquitoes, genetically modified mosquitoes that are designed to deliver gene modification by virtue of their bite. They don't care anymore, Sean. This is the point. Even when we file lawsuits to stop all these things, they get dismissed. The Department of Justice comes in, motions to dismiss, the courts get rid of them. That happened in my case against the DOD and every other one like it.
This is spiritual warfare, unequivocally. In addition to political, economic, medical, environmental, and sociological, it is,
that's right,
warfare on all fronts.